The most famous civil rights song is the subject of a new lawsuit. A complaint has been filed in New York federal court over the copyright to We Shall Overcome. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has the story.
The song's roots go way back. It was a folk song, a protest anthem well before the civil rights movement, and it was a spiritual.
We will overcome.
This is a version from the gospel group The Mighty Clouds of Joy.
Overcome someday.
The history of the song is relevant to the lawsuit. It was filed on behalf of the We Shall Overcome Foundation, a nonprofit led by Isaiah Scamboa. A few years ago, he wrote a book about the history of the song. Now he's working on a documentary based on his research. So he contacted the song's publisher, the Richmond Organization, and Ludlow Music.
They actually prevented me from using the song in the film, which I wasn't expecting.
Gamboa says, knowing the history of the song, he couldn't understand why it would be copyrighted in the first place.
It was always a derivative work, and it was based on a spiritual, you know, from back in the day, as they say.
So how did it get copyrighted at all? First, a little more history. In the 1940s, African-American tobacco workers sang a version of the song on the picket lines in South Carolina. They introduced the song at the Highlander Folk Center in Tennessee, a meeting place for black and white labor activists. That's how Pete Seeger picked it up.
We shall overcome. Someday.
In the early 1960s, Ludlow Music registered We Shall Overcome as an unpublished derivative work. That copyright names four people, including Pete Seeger. In his 1993 book, he said he only signed it to keep Hollywood from getting a hold of it. This new lawsuit claims the copyright only covers some new verses and an arrangement, not the original melody and lyrics, and the publisher shouldn't be collecting royalties. The song's publishers declined to record an interview for this story. In a statement to NPR, their lawyer says the lawsuit goes too far. He also said that 100% of We Shall Overcome's royalties goes to a fund that works with African-American communities to use art and activism against injustice. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.